Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We finish this hour of the exchange with a musical interlude. Tomorrow is First Friday. It's the day of our First Friday Arts segment. Lots of phone calls we're expecting from various events in the arts world. And we mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve. This is when we bring in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region that we call Rogue Sounds. Josh, always good to have you in the studio.
Always good to be had.
Is this... Is this a special holiday edition of the...
I like that we've updated from It's Always Good to See You and Good to See You every month, you know, because we had that whole, like, is radio a visual medium thing or not. This is like going 6 months back. It's meta, whatever. I track this stuff over time. It's weird when you do something on a regular schedule because you start to, like, see, like, you hear that little music. You're like, oh, there's little theme music. Oh, I heard that again. Oh, they're still going with that? Huh, that's interesting. Is that band playing? You're like, hey, you say the same thing again. It just picks up over time, and then everyone else out there is like, what? What are you talking about? And you're like, yep, this is why I don't get invited to dinner parties.
It's all right. Because of the things you're willing to discuss.
Come to brunch parties with you guys once a month.
Okay, well, glad to have you for our brunch party. So I love the list, as always, and I'll lay them out in advance this time just to give people a preview. Glitter Fox, we've been talking about Photo Ops, Shaky Harlots, The English Beat. Yes, that's right, The English Beat. And we'll finish up with Cold Steel of Night. So why don't we just hear Glitter Fox before we talk about them?
Sure.
I love being with you. I love seeing your smile. Most days lately, I only see you frown down. You tell me I'm your everything, but there's no real meaning. No need to conceal it. I know where you feel.
Fun stuff there.
Yeah, that was not Glitter Fox, but
what was it?
I believe that was Amy Corey,
who's
going to be playing December 29th at Oberon's in Ashland.
Okay.
Amy Corey, and if I'm totally wrong about that, we can switch it on the reverse, but that was either Amy Corey or Glitter Fox, one of the two, you decide. Dealer's choice.
Any connection between Amy Corey and Glitter Fox? Okay, she's not a member of the
group. No. Amy Corey is a Nashville native who's been in Nashville for the past couple years working on some tracks, trying to, you know, like go the Nashville route, and I believe she's home for the holidays to visit family and doing a couple local gigs, and I don't think she's done a lot of local gigs. So I think most of the people here who know her just know her through music videos and, you know, singles that have been released with her producer. So it's a rare opportunity to see, you know, someone really trying to go the Nashville route in a small, intimate venue.
Okay, I was going to say, that sounded kind of a Nashville-y sound.
Yeah. That was a genuine Nashville cut.
Okay, but as long as we have Amy Corey, you have a date for her?
Yeah, she's made December 29th at Oberon's in Ashland. She's also doing a couple of performances at the high school. I don't really know much about those, but I think they're more targeted for high school students. But for the general audiences, December 29th at Oberon's.
Okay. All right, so we didn't get Glitter Fox, but let's see. Glitter Fox will be at Oberon's on December 7th, is that right?
Will they? Who knows now?
You're right.
We didn't play them. They must not be coming. No, I believe they will be. They'll probably will say get to the end and we'll say, okay, that one. The Glitter Fox. Since we tried to start with them, they are from, they're citizens of the world, but they are from the OC. They won the Orange County Weekly is like a Busker Fest contest. It's a sort of like outdoor music performance thing, kind of a giant long-running battle of the bands. And when they won that, and I believe they're called Bearcoon at the time, and they changed their name to Glitter Fox, they're just like, you know what? Living in a house that's for the birds, we're going to go live with the birds. And they just bought a van, and they went to go live on the road just playing gigs, which I think is part of why they're touring in December, because you know, you usually don't tour in December when you're if you don't have to.
Right.
But they've been living on the road, just playing shows and doing this and that, and then, you know, putting out albums and doing quite well for themselves, as I understand it. But just doing good old, you know, sort of street-style folk. So.
All right. That's Glitter Fox we're talking about, which we did not hear, apparently.
Maybe we'll hear them later. Who knows?
All right. We'll find out. I'm pretty hoping that when we push the button for Photo Ops, we get Photo Ops.
Yeah. The man is only as good as his word.
Photo Ops, and I want to make it clear too, by the way, that was a file mistake. So on our part, it was not on Darnell. I want to make it defend Darnell from any any slings and arrows. Like, hey, push the wrong button.
No, yeah, before you tweet at us about integrity and journalism, you know, like.
So What are the photo ops? I'm always impressed when I hear that this almost symphonic kind of anthemic rock sound that comes out of a band these days, because I keep thinking that kind of approach to music is dead, but it keeps popping up again.
No, I think it's, I mean, I think it's more available than ever. I mean, there's kind of like what's happened kind of is a hollowing out of the middle. You know, bands tend to either be like really into the technology that allows you to create like incredibly thick layered, you know, productions. Like, I don't want to say overproduced, because overproduced usually means like it's like too polished. This means more like just sort of like depth of arrangement, which a lot of stuff you can do just now because the technology allows it in a way that wasn't, you know, that before would have required literally entire symphonies, and now all you need is a keyboard and a couple of pedals or something like that. And then there's the sort of the other side where it kind of strips back and just gets down to like the bare bones of it, the sort of minimalists, you know, like just about the heart of the matter. But that kind of the middle of just like, yeah, we're a four-piece rock band, that's not really the thing anymore. Like, that's kind of the one that's gone away.
I do notice that even the bands that do come out with a lot of backing tracks and you know, one or two musicians, mm-hmm. they're good musicians, though. I mean, you don't generally get a good career these days unless you have some chops on your instrument.
No, it's I mean, the thing is, the market is more crowded than it used to be. Like, it used to be you could, you know, if you got a band together, you were already ahead of the curve. Now you don't even literally don't even need to get a band together, because of recording technology allows any solo act to be like a full act. And so then the internet has made distribution and recording so much has proliferated, so therefore the market has been much more crowded. So if you want to cut through that noise, you really do have to bring something to the table, which is a big part of it. Also, something that you know, I've seen a little bit more of, I think, is that there has been a shift in some of like the professional music schools, where, you know, they used to train people, or people coming out of places like Berkeley, the Berkeley School of Music or something, they used to be more like studio hands or something like that. And I see a lot more like sort of like pop-focused artists, or people who are really trying to make their own career, who've come out of Berkeley or Musicians Institute or any of these other places. They used to sort of train people just to be like, you know, hired hands. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, you know exactly. I don't think it's a change in teaching philosophy. I think some of it is technology. Like, you know, it used to be you learned all this fancy theory so that you could get a job standing on stage behind someone else who had a vision, and then but now you have all this technology to toil on your vision and the side, and a way to easily distribute it.
So that came out of a discussion about photo ops playing at Johnny B's in Medford on December 11th. Another act coming to Johnny B's in Medford is Shaky Harlots.
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
TikTok on the clock and you can't stop. Space blast, you can't take it back. Someone's crying in the shower, stole me. No, I can't help you at all. You've got an attitude.
That wasn't the original Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
No, that was not. They're not taking a bath. It's funny, I just said that, like, you know, like, standard bands are kind of in decline, but and then we'd play one of my favorites locally. So the Shaky Harlots, they're local. They're from Medford area. Members kind of scattered around a little bit. They just put out their first EP, like, about a week ago. It's available on Spotify and for download. And this isn't exactly an album release. They're not really doing a traditional like album release show, but I think this is their first show after the album has come out. So I wanted to like throw that out there, because these guys are great. I mean, like, you know, we were talking about how, you know, like a lot of bands lately, you know, they're coming from this real like theory academic kind of like, you know, music school nerd kind of vibe. What I love about the Shaky Harlots, and I say this with pure love for everyone involved, is that they are really from the old school of just like multiple train wrecks crashing into one another to create this wonderful sound school of rock and roll. Like their shows are fantastic. Their sound is just big and ballsy and, you know, and kind of something that you don't see as much of in rock and roll anymore. And they're really, really exciting to see. On the right night, on the wrong night, it's you're just like, what is happening right now? But like on the right night, it's, you know, that rare collision of like elements that just brings everything together. It was funny. I saw them at this. I don't know. I'm gonna mention KSKQ, the other radio station. Yeah, I saw them at this KSKQ fundraiser, which was just like, you know, average age about 125, and the Shaky Harlots came on to play, and it was like one of those like old movies about like 50s rock and roll stars, where like everyone was sitting in their things, and then they're like, all right, everybody get out of your seats, and then there was this like, you know, invisible strings that pulled people out of their seats, and they all started to dance, and they were like, what's happening to me right now? I don't understand. And it was so funny to watch, but they bring that kind of energy. So I don't know. I'm really excited. Their EP is great. I think everyone should listen to it. Go see them.
Shaky Harlots, December 13th at Johnny B's in Medford. So now we come to the next day and the English Beat. 2 dozen other stupid reasons.
suffered for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, you make me wait. You go, send it for later. Don't run away, let me down. Sooner or later.
I'm sorry, I always hesitate to talk about a band like the English Beat because it, you know, it's kind of like the touring versions of the Mamas and the Papas where there's one Papa.
Yeah, I know, right?
So is it like that?
You know, the thing is, I didn't actually look into it because I don't want my heart to break right in my chest. And I know someone out there is going like, oh, you played their single from like 1972. No, it's the early 80s. But yeah, I did, because let's be honest, you're not going to see the English Beat for their new songs. You're going to see them for the classics. And they have a lot of classics. Mirror in the Bathroom, Tears of a Clown, Save It for Later. Like, this was a really iconic band that people are still imitating today. And there's the reason why is that they were just that good, you know. For those of you who don't know them, they come from this sort of late 70s, early 80s sort of British new wave, two-tone ska. But they sort of straddled that line between ska and a new wave, and were really like, had a lot of iconic hits that were part of that sort of subculture. Songs that really stuck.
I'm only smiling because I'm thinking ska. Oh yeah, faster reggae. Isn't that what we called it in the day?
Actually, ska predates reggae.
Does
but,
it?
Yeah, reggae is slowed down ska, and it's played on a different. It's played on the offbeat and the one and the three. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. I can hear everyone in the audience just going, what?
Ugh. Okay. Do you mean 2 and 4 or 1 and 2?
Yeah, it is. It's played on different beats. But yeah, the English Beat were really one of these iconic bands that helped kind of push not only like ska into American markets and the broader markets, but really created like a lot of songs that are really anchored in time. Like one of the ways they're oftentimes used in like, you know, period movies or movie soundtracks or something like that, because they're really like, you hear that and you immediately have that sense of place, that sense of time, they're really, and it's just great. I mean, and how often chance do you get to see the English Beat? I mean, geez, even if it were like the early 80s, you wouldn't get a chance to see them that often because they're not domestic. They're coming from a long way. They made a trip to be here. Let's just go with that.
And that's at the Ashland Armory on December 14th.
Yeah.
The English Beat, are those the guys who did One Step Beyond?
Believe so, yeah.
Okay, all right. One Step Beyond!
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, no, I think you're thinking of Madness.
Madness, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yes. Very similar bands at the similar time. Sorry about that. I apologize to Madness and the English Beat together. And now we move on to our final act in this month's edition of Rogue Sounds, Cold Steel of Night.
I hope you
So, Cold Steel of Night, I have them as December 29th at Oakland.
Yeah, so this is where I think we got our file error mixed up. That was actually Glitter Fox.
Ah, okay.
The song is called Cold Steel of Night.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so mystery solved.
Okay.
Everyone's on the edge of your seat. Look at Agatha Christie.
All right,
we solved that one.
All right, so the song is Cold Steel of Night. The
artist
is Glitter Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
We do finally get Glitter Fox in here.
Yeah, but you can hear that they've got that real sort of street busker style, just kind of stripped down folk, you know, guitar and tambourine and just good harmonized vocals. And it's the kind of stuff that, like when I said, like that kind of hollowing out of the middle, like this will never go away because it's just, you know, it's the bare bones. It's what really, you know, like that underpins everything else. You can add all the orchestral augmentations you want on top, but if you don't have a good song, you know, it won't last.
All right, so let's see if we can straighten out the list here. Because,
yeah.
We have, Photo Ops will be December 11th at Johnny B's in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
Shaky Harlots, December 13th at Johnny B's in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
English Beat, December 14th at the Ashland Armory.
Mm-hmm.
And the Glitter Fox is going to be
December 7th at Oberon's.
December 7th at Oberon's. Okay,
yeah.
So they go up here. Okay, and then Amy Curry is going to be December 29th at Oberon's.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
It's all right. Well, we made it through.
We did, indeed. We have our fun.
It's a crisis in public radio, everybody. It's why your donations are necessary. To keep calm, cool professionals like Jeffrey on staff who can handle a disaster like what we just went through.
Give us 15 minutes
not,
and we can get back
like,
to square one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you so much, Josh Gross. Always good to have you here for Rogue Sounds.